Hello everyone, this is Jeff from 220 Life Ministries, and I've got your digital Devo. Well guys, I've been reading in my quiet time in Deuteronomy chapter 11, and the Lord has really put some things on my heart about the desert. I've really been praying for a lot of you back home, and I know that some of you are going through some pretty tough times, and there are some deserts back there, even in the states, in the southeast United States. Not only the desert of Iraq, but some of the spiritual deserts back home that you guys are going through. And the Lord has really been putting that on my heart and telling me that I'm not the only person that is in the desert right now. So I think that's why He's given me some of the verses that He's given me last night and this morning. But Deuteronomy 11, 13 and 14 says, "And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil." My friends, we're going through some desert. I'm living in the desert right now. And, you know, the Lord's telling us the desert doesn't last forever. It's hard. It can be very lonely. Sometimes the desert just feels like it's going to consume you, that it's just going to eat you up, that you can't take another step. But, you know, Scripture tells us that we can take another step. And Scripture also tells us that the rains will come. It's not always going to be a desert. Scripture also tells us in Deuteronomy 11, verse 26, 27, and 28, that we have a choice in the desert. Even though it's hard, even though we want it to end right now, even though it's very uncomfortable, lonely, depressing, God tells us, "Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known." You see, while we're in the desert, while it's painful, while it's hard, while we're thirsty, we've got cotton mouth and we just can't go on another step, or so we think, God tells us, you still have a choice. You've got a blessing or a curse set before you. If you choose to follow Him, to love Him, to obey Him, even in the desert, He promises us, the rains will come. Stay with Him, my friends. Stay with Him. I know it's hard. I'm with you. I am so ready to come home and see my wife and kids. However, until I do, my job is to love the Lord, to stay as close to Him as I possibly can until the rains come. And when the rains come, I praise Him. And when the rains don't come, I praise Him. That's our job, my friends. That's what we're here to do, to love our God, to spend time with Him, to spend time resting at His feet. Trust me, the desert is no fun. But friends, the desert doesn't last forever, I promise. Seek Him, love Him, and the rains will come. Amen.